ISI supported Khalistani groups holds big share in increasing Hindu-phobic hate crimes in West. As the Leicester attack on Hindus again unmasked the inhumane Hindu-phobic propensity of the First World. Fremont, Texas, New York, Slough and Toronto recorded as many as 10 crimes against Hindus in past 2 months. Naturally, these events have inflated the Hindu community's concern for its religious freedom and rights and social justice around the world. While studying these recent cases, a sane person can easily trace the major contribution of the Khalistan separatists to Hindu hate in the West. Recent footprints of Hindu-phobic designs by Khalistan extremists in West has again exposed the purported political movement. At least 4 hate crimes against Hindus in 3 NATO countries during August-September includes the Khalistani elements. The Khalistan movement that aims to break the Punjab and surrounding areas from Bharat has roots in hatred for Hindus since its foundation promoted by Islamist Pakistan and the then British colonialism. Sacrilege of Swaminarayan Mandir in Toronto. The Khalistan separatists broke into the BAPS Swaminarayan Mandir premises in Toronto on the night of the 13th of September and committed sacrilegious hate crimes. The hatred-driven elements vandalized the walls of the spiritual Hindu Mandir with political and hateful Khalistan slogans. The crime was committed a few days prior to the Khalistan referendum organized by the banned organization Six for Justice at a mere 15-minute drive from the site of crime. Even though the referendum leaders didn't claim the responsibility of the crime, to not deliberately invite legal action against the referendum. A thread by the referendum poster boy Gurpatwant Singh Pannun suggests that the Canadian Khalistani extremists were baffled by alleged vandalism of referendum posters by allegedly an Indian man in Brampton. Though there is no information about legal action in the claims of SFJ and the video could have been scripted to establish a defensive narrative following the Toronto Mandir hate crime. The ruling Liberal Party also contributed to the Swaminarayan Mandir hate crime. As the Hindu face of the party, MP Chandra Arya made futile condemnation. Another Sikh Liberal MP, close to the Khalistan circles, Sukhmandar Singh Dhaliwal bluntly expressed the government's unwillingness to take action against the Hindu-phobic separatists in Canada. India's past diplomatic experiences with Canada in this regard, suggests that the criminals may handily sneak out of any serious probe. Fellow Indian man verbally harass Hindu in California. In a disgusting incident at fast food joint Taco Bell in California's Fremont on August 21, a practicing Hindu Krishnan Jayaraman was verbally harassed by a man as he continuously made traumatizing comments on the beliefs of the Hindu society. He not only called Krishnan dirty, ugly Hindu, and other rebukes but also kept ordering beef dishes at the order counter to trigger Jayaraman's customary beliefs among other derogatory statements and actions. Later found out, the accused was another man of Indian origin, Tejinder Singh, a Sikh radicalized by Khalistani propaganda. The Khalistan movement that aims to break the Punjab and surrounding areas from Bharat has roots in hatred for Hindus since its foundation promoted by Islamist Pakistan and the then British colonialism. While Jayaraman stood firmly on his ground and faced the venomous comments, Singh carefully ordered beef dishes which violated the teachings of the gurus and ignored their struggle against cow slaughter. Going through the venomous speeches and propaganda of Khalistan separatist elements at many Gurdwaras will suggest that referring every social evil to Hindus and Brahmins in specific is the core fuel of the divisive machinery. Which strongly indicates that Tejinder Singh must be a follower of the separatist ideology. A recent significant example is a Facebook post by Khalistan leader Simranjit Singh Mann where he shamefully made Hindu-phobic comments on the dressing of a delegation of Indian Union ministers. He stated that, the Hindu-Indian team of ministers is shabbily dressed as if it is going to a village fair or a carnival. Just for the record, the Hindu and Tolerant Sikhs in New York vandalized a statue of Mahatma Gandhi in a Hindu Mandir premises in August with Khalistan slogans. The next time the America release a religious freedom report, the Hindus would be curious about how the community in the Americas is mentioned. Intimidating Hindus on prominent occasions of India. A video went viral by the midnight of 15 August allegedly from the Slough of England. A UK-based Khalistani group claimed that the Sikh radical mob vehemently opposed and pushed Indians out of the city. They further alleged that the purported Indian provocateurs, migrants came to Sikh-dominated Slough city to stir up trouble, so as to demonize the Hindus. Days of importance for Hindus like the Independence Day and the Republic Day of India, Gandhi Jayanti, Ram Janmabhoomi Bhoomipujan, etc. generally witnesses such intimidation of the Hindu community by the radical Sikh mobs. More concerning is the sudden propagation of narrative of victimizing the intimidating side and demonizing the victim of the trauma the Hindu community, which can be recently traced on a larger scale in the Leicester attack on Hindus. The trauma intensifies manifolds when in the UK, as the increasing Islamic radicalization assisted by Khalistan groups receives impunity by a will-less and unstable state. Further, the security of the Indian diplomats on foreign service is at great risk during these protests, as the high commissions and embassies are the primary venue of the standard protests against India and the Hindus. As the divisive designs in Punjab is taking ugly turns, Khalistan's increasing intensity in the West is making concerns of Hindus multiply drastically. Further complicity of Kashmir separatists and radical Islamist fundamentalists, backed by Pakistani state actors, suggest far more complex network of the anti-Hindu forces in the West. Vicious assistance of the first world countries in form of futile state policies also challenge the Hindu society around the world. The Hindu society that is committed for the global affinity remains vulnerable to the genocidal tendency in India, Indian subcontinent, and the West too. In such worsening conditions, Hindu community is facing longer and harder struggles to reclaim its rightful credits and assurance of justice. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.